knowing the percentage of moisture in the soil for the almond orchard. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report. David Dahl is a former UC farm advisor in Merced County. He's now working for the private sector, developing an almond operation in Portugal. He still gives advice to growers. We asked him about that concept of soil moisture sensing.
When it comes to soil moisture sensing, it's a little bit more complicated because there's a lot of diversity of systems out there. I mean, everything from tensiometers to moisture sensors that provide you a percentage of a moisture depletion.
And we asked Dahl how he sees these moisture sensors. What kind of trends does he look for?
I tend to look for kind of that gradual trend where I'm seeing movement or drying of that soil in that second foot, in that 2 foot level. So this means you're going to see the first foot's moisture dry pretty significantly before you start seeing that move and trend in the second foot, as well as potentially into the third foot.
And Dahl looked at this back in 2014, 2015 during the drought.
I worked in a mature orchard in Delhi, California, which is mostly sand. It's a very granitic sand. And we measured stem water potential on a Butte Padre orchard. And for 3 years in a row, we didn't put on the first irrigation until the 25th of April. And we did not negatively impact crop.
And Dahl's talking about here not irrigating that almond orchard too early in the season. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the Tree Nut Report.